This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Russia is drawing fresh condemnation after strikes at Kyiv's Children's Hospital.
Russian missiles blasted five cities across Ukraine Monday. Officials say at least 31 people were killed. Among the buildings hit, the Children's Hospital in Kyiv, forcing young cancer patients to take their treatments outdoors. The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk called it abominable, noting these were Ukraine's sickest children. Ukraine's Air Force said it intercepted 30 of the more than 40 missiles fired, while Russia denied attacking the hospital and said the strikes hit military targets. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
These are sites that serve no military purpose.
The assault came on the eve of a NATO summit in Washington. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, this VOA's Anita Powell preview of the summit tells us that as President Joe Biden welcomes members of the newly enlarged NATO alliance, some critics have put more focus on Biden's age and health.
On Monday, the 81-year-old Biden said he's staying in the presidential race amid a growing list of calls for him to step aside after his shaky debate performance last month. The White House on Monday refuted questions that NATO allies are concerned that these cracks at the leadership level could put the 75-year-old alliance on shaky ground as it leaves to Washington this week. John Kirby is White House National Security Communications Advisor.
We're not picking up any signs of that from our allies at all. Quite the contrary. The conversations that we're having with them in advance is that they're excited about this summit. They're excited about the possibilities and things that we're going to be doing together specifically to help Ukraine.
The alliance meets Tuesday in Washington. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Meanwhile, Hamas has warned that Israel is expanding military operations.